Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movies and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
And that is nice. Tom Cook. Change is gonna come. You know, sometimes we might think that nothing of interest is happening in the world. But you know the quality judgment one needs to judge that? Well, people are being born and dying every day. And the issues that are being administrated by people all around the world. That's a very, very massive amount of issues to think about and to draw a conclusion that, about estimation, that nothing all that interesting happening. You know, I'm cautious about that. Even though I am probably vulnerable of thinking like that sometimes. But I know that I have thought on levels that would allow me to think that there are, over time, very interesting things happening However, we are not all that careful watching the chronological order of people's thinking and behavior over time. And especially at the time we are living in. Confusion. And things are happening. It's not the mercy of the gods. We would not have a human civilization on Earth today. So they are forbearing a lot. And one of the things that has been interesting is the way the frequency of hairline crashes. Think about that. But it's difficult for us to pay attention to certain serious things. Because guess what? This is the problem. We are made to adjust expecting these things. Where we get it from. If you look at it, there's a lot that's interesting happening in the human world. However, most people are psychologically blind to value those things for what they are. That's what I see. All right. Now, I hope you're doing well, and as I take the chair and sit down, you know, there's a lot to talk about, but we are sitting on time, a few chairs that we are sitting on, are carrying explosives and serious jolts that are waiting. But like I say, we are adjusted to just say, oh, really? And there's nothing more behind it. We can talk about problem, but we don't talk about how to resolve that problem. We are adjusted to be that way because the Bible that people most interested in it tells that your mind must be unnatural for you to understand the things of God. So I do not know when is that time that anybody will understand anything about the hell of him. It's surely not a God in the Bible. And see how quiet your environment may be. And the skies and the atmosphere is like calm, you know. There is like, you know, everything going good, no plane, you know, have bad weather to fly in and stuff. At least in many places. yesterday, I did a show. And, you know, I was looking forward to see what Block Talk Radio was going to do with the show. Because I get a sense that these sodomite, uncivilized, white hominids, they don't have any sense. They have no respect. They do not intend to leave our territory and go back where they come from. That is not in their mind. And look, what I find that is very, very dangerous with white people, they don't have a sense to reason and to know when they are wrong. As far as we indigenous people are concerned, we are not anybody in their estimation worthwhile thinking about. You probably think I am wrong. But what if I challenge you? Will you be right? Or am I right? I speak from the point of view of history that gives us the record of exactly what our position is in the world. That's where I am coming from with it. And I will say, let's begin with the species. Two species we have in the world is the textbook. When it comes to existence of beings. And it is difficult to tell you about who we call human beings. It is difficult. And why? White people. White people don't have no history of their own, because as they wander about and follow the African people, they call themselves by the name of the place that we settled. If you don't know that, I'll remind you, you African people who think you are somebody when every day you're trying to impress the white people there. Okay? You don't see yet that your mind is so retarded. You don't know that these sodomite people take over your settlements yet. You have no king to rule, to protect you. You're protected by A.D. and Adamani, sodomites. And there is no such thing in civilization that is something that they are abiding by, that guide what they do. No, no. They have taken every single thing, from civilization. And they did not create no civilization at all. The amount of education that we need to come back to our own sense of civilization is a very, very, very serious one. The task to learn to come back to our senses is a serious one. Because now we don't recognize that the Bible is not a civilized textbook. You don't know that. Because I grew up listening to Billy Graham preaching. And didn't I believe him? Of course I did. But Billy Graham is one of the most cunning evil sodomite person I have seen. Right? Because At the rate we learn about Jesus and his love and his blood and whatever, whilst Billy Graham was preaching all over the world, save your soul. Let me tell you something what Billy Graham was doing. And this is not this is not a joke. I'm going to tell you what Billy Graham was doing while he was preaching Jesus, and that if you do not accept Jesus, you're going to be lost. All right. This is where African people head is at, because they don't know what happened 100,000 years ago. I don't think they even know when they were created in South Africa 200,000 years ago. But what happened 100,000 years ago? You read the Bible, and they see the Bible talks about a talking serpent. That is what they believe. Was there any talking serpent? And if there was, do the African hybrid people know about that? No, they don't know. They think, and what they think about is sin, a Adam and Eve sin. And what do they know of a fact in history about that? Nothing. Nothing at all. And as it stands, they may not think of anything different than what they are thinking right now, because they don't have anything of a historic value, something to rely on. No, they don't, because they believe into the foolishness, into the Garden of Eden. White people, Oriental, that's their Orient account for life, and they really never have human life. And maybe it's the first time you're hearing that. But what we call white people today is a misnomer for what their real identity is. They are hominids, primates, apes from South Africa. But we don't know that. We don't know that. And we do not accept that we have been retarded since 100,000 years ago. The white people didn't know that. And it's the reason why they treat us the way they do, and why they don't think we are worthy of owning anything on planet Earth. Yes. And look with your own high, you know, mind's eye and see around you. Who is ruling you? It's them. And if I tell you 100,000 years ago, they did not know what it is to wear clothes. And of course, ask them when they started to wear clothes. Ask them, and they look at you like, are you crazy? Because a lot of them don't know that they were not wearing clothes 100,000 years ago. Now, you think there's any human being that didn't 100,000 years ago? There was human being, but did they not wear clothes? Right, but since I'm saying that these hominid white people, we call them, did not wear clothes,
who wrote the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden without clothes.
You think, say, the gods that we know in history created the hybrid, do you think that they were created to wear clothes? We are talking about they born naked. That's not what we're talking about. Because it's obvious that the system of reproduction does not include internal clothing before you are born, right? We understand that. However, I'm saying that what is going on now is a mystery and a puzzle for most people. And the reason is we don't read the history. So we will never know and always gravitate to things that appears to be true. We don't know anything else. And that's what is happening. Now, so the Jesus story is not a gospel. The story about Jesus is a lie. It is a lie, right? And it is fermented into a concept that excludes anything else that someone may think of challenging this lie about Jesus and about, you know, without the lie of Adam and Eve, you cannot have lies of Jesus Christ. You have to have the foundation laid first, because Adam and Eve was not the cause of Christ, because the cause of Christ would come after Adam and Eve was created and then were cursed, right? So we see what is set in action and how what follow after. So what we deal with is the precedent. What come first? What come first? The precedent. Now, was there a precedent of Adam and Eve? I mean, according to what the Bible tells us, there was none. I'm telling you, there was none. It's not like you're not supposed to know, but I'm telling you, let's say for some people might have some kind of a different type of a understanding about it. But it is just the story of the Bible represents something, but it does not represent the truth about civilization and the creation of human civilization. We have nothing to do with what the Bible said, because the Bible was not written by any inspired man that we want to know about. You see? It's we don't have anything to do with the Bible. And if you understand anything about history and where white hominid people come from 3.5 million years ago, they grunt, they don't do nothing civilized. And what they do that we read about is that they make stone tools, right? They do some hunting, like ordinary lions and other tigers and stuff like that. They do hunting too, right? Well, these are a little higher level creature. Hominate, the higher, right? And, you know, like they say, would they look like human? It's not that they're human. They are, to be human, they would have to be from the species of the human. That's correct. Yes, of course it's correct. It's two species. The hominid ape-like primates. And then the white sapiens. That's two different blood, taxonomic blood.
Nobody don't fool us that you mix them up and you get them all right. No. Hominid are primates, hates, and their blood is poison if you mix it with the sapien taxonomic. That's what we are dealing with today. Listen, you think it was a good thing 100,000 years ago when these sodomites, hominids, go and defile our ancestors 100,000 years ago when they did not have clothes? When these hominids did not wear clothes, that's what I mean. Because at that time, our ancestors leaving Africa and coming to the Western world, they were developed 100,000 years ago at that time. So they were perfectly healthy and well, both in mind and body. Their brain was good. No complaint at all reported. So what we see in the world going on here today is just a view that people get up and go to and fro every day and do things to accumulate a life bread and go on day from day to day. That's the view we have of life. And nothing else. And whatever is there that relates to what they call the church. Well, religion was before the church came. And you should note that. A lot of people don't pay attention to this, but that's why we are lost. Yeah, I'm saying religion came first into planet Earth. Right? And it is down so that even somebody like me who don't have the privilege of higher education, but I do have some commonsensical education, and I can tell that civilization came to Earth 450,000 years ago by the gods, right? That from heaven came to earth, and it was not a Holy Ghost type of thing. It was for real. You read about Inanna, you read about the gods, the twelve houses of the pantheon. You have the 12 outstanding gods. Right? I think somewhere in Greece. What civilization is something that the sodomite white hominids exploit so that we don't know what we are supposed to know. There's something for us to know. They don't want us to know it because they have a chance to exploit us, that make us slave and dumb down Africa. Africa don't say nothing. You don't see African functioning as a government anymore, do you? You don't hear they talk about kingship. Kingship is the civilized government of the world. But you don't know it unless I tell you, or you someday may meet up with the information. But here it is. I get to read it, so I tell. I don't have any reason to keep it to myself. And what I'm trying to say to you, there is no if, ands, or but that these faggot white people that you see talking about America is theirs, it's a lie. It's a damn devil lie. And it wouldn't take me very long at all, maybe 3 minutes or so, to convince you quickly, hot, fry, hot. White people don't belong in anywhere, Rome, America, Palestine, Afghanistan and all these places that you see, they frequent. They don't belong there. They do not. And everything that they live by, it's a lie. The way that they look on us, it's based on what happened. And we have a lot to be, we are responsible for a lot of why things are the way it is. Because you believe that there was a fall of man. But have you ever asked anybody, what was really the fall of man? You believe all that old bunch of nonsense. That today I was listening to a video with 100% indigenous two brothers. Well, it was three of them up on the pulpit, and I guess I couldn't see the audience. However, two sat down and one sit stand up around the podium, and they were feeding him and supporting the one preaching. And look, they're talking about those graveyard so-called Bible stories. And I grew up with that, you know. So now I haven't listened, have not been exposed to any of that for a time. No. So you just imagine how I feel. It's like in my belly. I feel the resentment in my belly that, oh my God, listen to that. And they were preaching about, let the woman keep silent in the church. And if she wants to know anything, let her. Let her ask her husband. Listen. And then he talked something about the Holy Ghost in the, you know, speaking in tongues in the Holy Ghost. He said something about that. And that subject was on my mind before he talked about that. I am thinking, though, how far my brethren are in knowing what civilization is. You see, and these are people that have used to themselves as human beings, moving about and do things, dressed up nicely and everything like that. And I am thinking about my historic finding about the church and why I am estranged from that. Removed far as the east from the west, we not ever coming close, because history doesn't tell me that Christianity was anything hinged to religion of the past. I mean, you would expect a body of unity that branches off in two, but they are still functioning under the same umbrella. You can understand that they work by, can't be opposite rule. It has to be principles guide the force of that entity that is functioning in, you know, different satellites or something like that. And so I'm looking, you know, at these brethren and see the problem we have in the world today is that we are fallen from civilization. And at this time, there are too many of us feeling good with it. So I tell you how we are looked upon by these white people. I mean, these white people, if I'm telling you that's something that you may not accept, and that is white people are not human beings. All right. And I can, you know, excite you with the fact that history show you how many of us they kill just in America. and you may not be moved by it in any kind of way. Because to you, it, I mean, it don't mean anything. They left where they are and come here and kill millions of us. And you are here, a Christian, and you don't have no idea that something is 100% wrong with that. You can be in your house sleeping, because this happened in America. You're in your house sleeping, and these white, break your door down and come in the unlighted place of fire and kill you. This is what they do to our people here. It matters not that they did it a few years ago. Now, when did they come here and begin to do that? You don't know. You have a right to know. But you don't care, because guess what? They have already preempted your brain, so that today, when I come now and tell you that your brain is retarded, you think I am out of order. And I'm speaking about myself. I grew up with Christian parents. Okay? So instead of many of our people come to their senses to read and understand what is happening into the world. Oh no, they are relaxing about what they have read in the Bible already. And, you know, Simon Peter and, you know, and... No, this is sickening. This is sickening. What I am telling you out there, if because you're able to drive into your nice car and, you know, come from church and come home, you know, and you're thinking about Jesus. Now, how can you be thinking about Jesus when the Bible is telling you, no, Jesus is not in there? If you were reading properly, you would only know that the writers of the Bible are writing about how to make money. Because Jesus that they have there is only something written about. But if you understand where the story of Jesus is coming from in Jerusalem, what do you visualize about the people who were involved with killing each other and being servants for those same people? I mean, what do you know about those people? What do you know about the victim in Jerusalem? On those who are the perpetrators. What do you know about the Romans that invaded Rome back then? 63 BC. Invasion of the people of Palestine. What kind of people you think were they? Now, all of what I am saying here, all bind together with our ancestors of the past. So we can't be talking about 2,000 years ago and just thinking about ourselves here today. We have to think about them, because it's their blood that come right along down to where we are here today. All right. Now, because so many things happen through our time, we rely on historic facts to tell us who was who back there and who they become here today. Otherwise, we are living in vain. All right. So now, these hominid white people that we call them, the killings of our people in Palestine is coming from, when I tell you about fall from grace, 100,000 years ago. So like a long time that it wears out. It doesn't wear out. Otherwise, we would be dead and gone too. But we survived to be here. And if you and I don't know that something happened 100,000 years ago, that affects our brain here today and a class of people who don't know themselves. Because we don't know ourselves today. If you're worshiping Christmas, know yourself as an African person. Because it's not in our history. And if we are living like that, it affects us. And in ways that we don't know. And that's a problem there. Big problem. You want to go to church because you think you're doing the right thing. There is nothing right in going to church. Because church did not exist. In the BC era, if you have any sense of value for the BC era, when all people in the world knew about what is polytheism and the gods, everybody back then know that. So how did we come to an AD and a Domini? Something happened. And what happened is these hominid apes, when they interfered with our ancestors and mingled their bad blood. See, here's the story, you're probably close enough to know that when they came to America, they come with all kind of a disease and stuff and start killing out our people. They did a lot of evil things to wipe out many of our people so that to reduce the number of us, that they do what they want. If you don't know about that, and you have a Bible under your arm and talk about Jesus Christ and Jesus died for your sin, they are the ones that create that. I'm telling you about prophets and stuff like that. And they are the ones why when you read about prophets, you don't see no prophet fulfilled, but you say fulfilled anyway. You go to university and you come out and you're reading that Bible with Adam and Eve in the garden and you don't know A from Bullfoot about what it is saying. You believe it and you graduate from university and college. Just think about that. It means if you have children, you teach them the same nonsense that breaks them down into less than anatomic human, anthropology human being. You don't know, you can't tell your children that because you don't know. But you'll go to work. You have a, you know, great job. And yet still, somebody give you the Bible and ask you to tell them, what does Isaiah 9, 6 and 7 say about the Messiah? You can hardly explain that. All right, but now you get to a very, very impressionable part of the Bible that you need to know. So the person's going to ask you, all right, so this fulfillment, is this fulfilled yet? Is the prophecy of Isaiah 9, 6, and 7, does it fulfill yet? What are you going to tell them? Perhaps you're probably going to drop on the floor because you don't know. And you probably ridiculously tell them that it's already fulfilled, right? Because you read in the New Testament, say, unto us a child is born. So let's say, I am asking you, and you say, does that constitute all the fulfillment? Unto us a child is born, a son is given, is that all? That's all the fulfillment? Now you talk about your you are university education, right? And you go to church very frequently. So now I'm asking you about the Bible. And then you begin to get irritable and don't want to cooperate with questions I'm asking you. So I have to sort of push back to say, well, but why are you getting stiff about this? You want to know, why am I asking you that? I mean, why you have the Bible for? It's for people to know the Word of God, right? And then you feel bad. You know, I'm telling you too, that I'm talking good arguments, so why can't you? So I'm going to ask you, what about the rest? That to be registered into the New Testament about the fulfillment of Jesus. What happened to what the New Testament says? What it says concerning Jesus Christ coming and fulfilling that prophecy. And then you have to admit that you really don't know. All right. There you go about us and our beliefs, believing in something that is, I would say, kind of what we would call, you know, simple things that, you know, you can kind of waive some of those things. But when it comes to serious things that your life is on it, you can't waive that. So if you admit that you really don't know about the fulfillment of that scripture as pertaining to salvation, well, you're done. You're done. And everything you're believing about Christ and God is done. You and those things can go into the dumpster, because God don't have any use for you like that, because you don't even know the things that you should understand about your creation and your life. You're living your life so wrong that you're talking all these old bunch of nonsense, and you don't even know it. And I am talking to you and asking you a few questions, and you're getting irritated and angry, so you're more happy with believing nonsense than somebody asking you what is factual thing. Therefore, I am saying it is very, very clear now that the Bible has nothing but trash in there, nonsense. And I used to wonder about that when I didn't have anything concrete to say, well, then this is the information. So now, when I begin to look for the information that I am to rely on, it feels a little, you know, a little spongy, like, you know, you have to get acquainted to the truth. You see, because it's like you have a wound and you're taking off one bandage and you're going to re-dress it again and stuff like that. We are in a bad, bad state. White people are looking at us and laughing at us, and they are sodomites. They are the worst scumbag on planet Earth. And here we are obeying AD and Adamani because we believe in Jesus Christ. All right? And the amount of faggot, I mean, things that they do to be in the position that they are in right now, they will not face the truth of history. Nowhere, anywhere, at any time. They can't. Because if you know the history and ready to spin it on them, they know it's time to go. Because all the church that we've been going and stuff like that, I mean, not even dogs don't go there. Because you know what? They know that church was not designed for them. and we should know long before dogs was not for us, but we don't know. Okay? We don't know that. And we will almost like kill for the church. You know, I tell you that because it is grievous. Because we didn't do anything besides whatever we are charged with. And we here today, we weren't back there. And it is so long ago. It's not going away. These folks are here changing everything up about civilization and make it to be what they want, because they find out we shut up for this stone to cry out. We won't do anything to fix the problem from which we fall. And cannot tell. Isn't there a way to find out? It's not to believe in the Bible and preach those things in the Bible like as though they are true. The Billy Graham seeking to save the lost, and he is free from being lost. You see, because they come from being grunting until they are talking and able to fool other people about what the truth is. You see, and can tell lies about you need to be saved. And they know it's a lie. Because they don't need to be saved by no blood of any Jesus. But that's what they're preaching. You see what I mean? What is wrong is so wrong until nobody is finding it right. And so, when I think of what they did for maybe going into 50 of my shows, they cut it. I write them and said, you know, I pay you to do these shows for me. And, you know, there's so much of them that you cut out. You know, so it's like, I'm not doing the shows for my benefit. I'm doing it for their benefit, according to them. You know, now we are here in America, and we are here in America like we don't belong here, right? That's what it is. They feel like we need to be put out. Now, if you're going through history and trace where their lineage coming from and ours and what species they are, then they won't, their tongue may fall out of the earth. So we are so worthless, so that, you know, you hear somebody talking, you know, you're not anxious to know what they're saying, whether or not it will be a force that can come inside of you to give you an opening of knowledge to know what really the world is like and your place in it. White people, they are all right. They are all right until their time come, right? Our time came, and the time is running out. See, because for sure enough, we will die very soon. We will die, and we did not see the light, that we were in the dark. Therefore, the only thing that we have to do is to think what is best for us. It is good to know whether or not you search yourself. Do you understand? Not to be satisfied what you think is Jesus, but what you really know about Jesus. Because if you know about Jesus, you wouldn't know about a European thing, church thing, because the African people existence does not have any European uncivilized connection. It sure does not. And if you want to live your life and think that white people, our government, live on a little bit more, and you'll find out that you were 100 wrong about that. I can prove it to you any given time that these sodomite white people don't come from America. They'll tell you they are Americans. Why are they glad to say they are Americans? It is because they know that the sleepers are out there. We don't know anything. So whenever I'm here talking and they feel like, okay, they cannot afford to make the world out there hear what I am saying, well, that tells me they are afraid of what I'm saying. I told them, you don't write me a letter and tell me what I'm doing wrong. You keep on plugging out my program, and I'm giving you the money. I'm not hoeing you. This is the way these sodomites, who, you know, from long ago in the Bible, Genesis 19, they themselves wrote in that Bible that they produce, that a whole city of them, true or false, came down upon two visitors to Lot's house. And they make it very flagrant to it. Just let you know what these faggot white people, they are not human. When I tell you that, go into the book and you'll find out these are not humans. So whatever they did to make them look like human, talking like human, it's yet for you to find out. Well, it is in the history textbook. And if you wanted to know, you could come and ask me, because I'd gladly tell you. Yes. It is bad. It is bad when you have not done anything. You have not done anything, and yet still, someone is going to come, and they are going to like, be a thief and take away what you have. That's bad. It's very bad. We will play this melody and take a breather.
I go to the movie and I go downtown. somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
I wanted to also tell you before I ended that portion that what Billy Graham was doing while he was preaching about Jesus for years, right? And the amount of millions of dollars when he passed away, he had. Here is what this gentleman who, the both of them began preaching. Right? And all the hypocrisy about Jews and Gentile stuff in the New Testament, these vagabonds that must find themselves in Europe where they come from. That's where they've been 1.5 million years ago. Before they find themselves there, they find a way to drug us with their bad blood. That today we don't know whether or not we have a government or not. Okay? And nobody cares about our mental condition. No, they think it just happened. It didn't just happen. It's listed in history for us to know. But it's a long, long time ago for so many people to have died and never said anything. Right? But it is, as in the beginning, so in the end. Now, I want to tell you, because I know at this time, a lot of people understand what I'm talking about, Billy Graham preaching, and grew up and accustomed to the Billy Graham come to town, and all the stadiums are full, right? Believing in Jesus. I mean, I have first-hand experience about believing in Jesus, right? And I am amazed that something like that can happen in real life. But no, I know it does. All right. Listen to this. He knows Graham better. And here is the man I'm introducing to you in this book that, of course, the author name is Timothy Aldred. The title of the book is Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies My Never Assert. And this was taken out from history about these people. And he knows Graham better. And here he is, Charles Bradley Templeton. Born October 7, 1915, June, passed away June 7, 2001, was successfully a Canadian cartoonist, evangelist, agnostic politician, newspaper editor, broadcaster, and author. A lot of things. Mostly talented guy. At the age of 17, during the Great Depression, Chuck Templeton, as he was then known, got his first job as a sports cartoonist for the Globe and Mail. This would be the first of many careers Templeton was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in the latter part of the 1990s and died from complications of the disease in 2001. In 1999, he published A Farewell to God, My Reason for Rejecting the Christian Faith, which put forth his argument for agnosticism, while also depicting the Reverend Billy Graham as a fraud who did not believe in his own crusades in the latter part of the book. Templeton includes several quotes that have been described as devastating to Graham and his career of evangelical teaching. Setting up the case that the latter was simply caught up in a lucrative way and make a living. Source. This source is Wikipedia. Now, it says, based on his resume, I find him competent enough to tell fiction. Is Reverend Billy Graham a fraud, or does believe in his own crusade? I say yes, beyond even the shadow of a doubt. Mr. Templeton does not seem prone to making a living by slaughtering his former partner, who he'd he apparently lost respect for. I have more regard for Mr. Templeton than Graham because the latter is implausible, as proven by his own words and by eyewitnesses such as Mr. Templeton. So I say I have more regard for Templeton than Graham, because the latter he is implausible, as proven by his own words and by eyewitnesses such as Mr. Templeton. This may sound strange to some readers, but I believe that Billy Graham's consistent preaching of the Roman oaths speaks to the his seared conscience. He is a subtle con artist who managed to suppress the knowing of his acts with no remorse or shame. As he watched billions of people trot down the aisles to receive a Jesus who does not really exist, on the other hand, Mr. Templeton's conscience got tired of misleading others. So what did he do? He ceased and desisted from the bamboozling. Now, this is what his trusted friend said after having such long relationship preaching the gospel. This guy was tired of doing it and decided it's not real, you know, and he didn't want to bother with it. But Graham did not. He remained steadfast. But this guy know Graham and know that Graham was just a conscienceless beast. Sodomites, they do anything for money, and yet still, we were deceived by him because of what happened 1.5 million years ago. No, not 1.5 million, but 100,000 years ago, the fall of man. And they will not tell us. They would milk every dime, every penny out of you. That's what I'm trying to say. These people is owning everywhere we settled, given to us by our creators. They come and take everything. And now we don't know anything about law. We don't know anything of what to do because Africa has backed out of serving the purpose for which we are alive. And we don't have anybody but ourselves. It's a good thing that the gods, they are forever. And what we have here as these sodomite white hominid primate folks, them, they are not anything for us to get rid of. Not like it seems. Because we don't need to go there and do anything like what they have done to us to get them out. We just need to do the right thing. We just need to do the right thing and not be here behaving like, the image of scorn. Yeah, because, they are way up in the sky and we are even below the earth as far as they are concerned, right? But we have the truth. We have the truth. Okay? Yeah, we have the truth. And if they're so far from home and here talking about America is ours and we cannot boot them out with the truth, well, something is wrong. Something is wrong. But have any of us done it? It's coming on. It is coming on. It doesn't matter how bad they think they are
and that they think that AD and Adam and Eve was something. But what happened now? I reduced the AD and Adam and Eve to nothing. I mean, it doesn't even begin that they can make any presentation of AD and Adam and Eve to validate themselves as a government. They don't have not even, you know, the whisper of any sound that gives them a chance. Fucking idiots, them, that think that they can just take away your place and just do what they want with it forevermore. A thief, a real sensible thief, don't even do that. And all of what they set up and make it seem, oh, this is their country, this is their country. So, you know what? They don't know what I'm thinking here. They don't know what I'm thinking. Because they think bombs and guns and all them kind of thing that they have is good for them. They can defend themselves for that. They don't have any defense. Because you know what? We were not created. We were not evolved like them. Right? And these idiots can't understand that. They must not stay on us and terrorize us, do all of the evils to us, whilst we are suffering from what they did to our brain. Right? Well, those of us who is not suffering like that and do have, you know, the right course to take, we're going to take that course. That's the course we're going to take. They don't have enough sense now to know that they must take the road, take the track, and go back where they come from. They won't know. Until it comes down upon them, they probably don't have any chance to get some gas in their tank. They're done. Okay? And that's what gives me consolation about our existence. It doesn't matter who knows from who knows not. Right? It's who set up civilization, right? These sodomites, sodomites, them, they don't have anything else to be mindful of. I do. And therefore, we will see when the time is ripe, right? I know the leaves are quailing up, the fruits ready to drop off, and they don't care about nothing but honor sex on their Supreme Court to rule for whatever sodomite wants to do. Fuck us all. All right. Well, I tell you what, they can keep on cutting off my mic until the time is over with. It so happens that I have something to talk about, you know. Something good, something positive, right? Let's hear a little of if anybody feeling a sense of deliverance. Have you heard anything that gives you inside a sense of reliance upon what you know to be true? And it is enough to like make you pass a certain drought in your life. All right, well, let's hear this. A nice song.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be bright.
Okay. Something is kind of, a little different from what I was saying. I hope you think about what I said and keep it, right where it belongs in your thinking. Now, I want to talk about something that I have an affinity for. And I think about our creation. And whilst we are moving along, there is certain things that are good for us to cherish, because with the sodomite white people wants to put our civilized world in disarray, and even the good things that we can do, they put a foundation, a crack of foundation, that we should understand good things in a negative context, because they take away the sense of civilization out of just about everything pertaining to us. With their AD and Adamony, homosexual, everything attached to. You see, when I talk about our ancestors that left Africa 100,000 years ago and came to the Western world, and here we are, turned full. We turned full in a lot of ways, because this retardation spell that we are put under, like as it were forevermore, it affects all of our ethnic groups. How much ethnic groups are there? I would like to find out. And I'm going to do a little quick Google here to see. Let's see. How many ethnic indigenous GROUP groups are there? How many indigenous ethnic groups are there in Philippines? No, in Philippines, no what? Groups are there, are WO or LP, worldwide, right? All right, let's see. How many people overview worldwide? Wait a minute now. That's not what I'm asking you. Worldwide. All right. Worldwide. Okay. All right. Let's see now. Listen to this. There are over 400 and... No, I didn't ask the question properly. How many ethnic indigenous Africans? African groups
hoops. All right. How many Africans Africa Africa indigenous groups right. So it says with around 3,000 tribes. And 2,000 languages and dialects. Africa is a continent with fascination around every corner. Don't answer me. Doesn't answer me. I want to. How many indigenous groups are there? How? What are the four tribes of Africa? I want to know. I want to know the indigenous group. Is everyone African indigenous? There is no question that all Africans are indigenous to Africa in the sense that they were there before the Europeans colonists arrived, and that they were subject to subordination during colonialism. Yeah, but no question. All right. Yeah, but how many? How many are there? How many indigenous groups They're not telling me. Are there still African tribes today? Indigenous groups are there. No, that don't tell me, no. Who are the indigenous people in Africa today? Among Africa's many indigenous people are the hunter-gatherers, not talking. How many so many. All many ethnic Africans. All right, 3,000 ethnic groups. That's what they're saying. Right? There are three diverse Africa. There are over 3,000 different ethnic groups speaking more than 2,100 different languages in all of Africa. Mm-hmm. The people there practice a variety of religions. Mm-hmm. Yes, including Christianity, Islam, and you better wrong. You're wrong about that. But that's not it's not African. That's not either. I should say hi. How many hybrids? Hybrid ethnic. Hybrid. How many hybrid ethnic? How many hybrid ethnic African groups? An African predicament. To argue that ethnic groups are, to argue that ethnic groups are unwitting tools of political manipulation is to block the dominant North hybrid of Arab and African racial culture. What are the four main ethnic groups in Africa? Niger Congo and Nilo Sharon population. Okay, now, what are the 53 countries in Africa? Wow. Okay, now, all right, what I have been after is, you see, the diversity of African people makes it a disgrace to the shape that the world is in, that we don't have a government actively taking care of this vast mass of people around the world. I mean, just as they have many sub-governments in Africa, the same worldwide, you know, extend that to the world around where African people are, because we are of the same culture, we have the same history. It must be known in all of our ethnic groups everywhere, because that's what it says, that important religious developments also characterize our new urban civilization. We are the same. So there ought not to be any problem. But no, the problem is about having even one reliable kingship government operation where people can have their lives being taken care of through that government. We don't have one. We do not have one. Okay? However, as touching the diversity of us as Africans, is basically the importance of me touching down on these points. We are in serious trouble. And it only takes one person to drive away the bugs that are problem to the civilized way of life. We just need one person to destroy it. Because clearly, when one person is organized, they don't have anybody to fuzzy up what they're doing. Right? And if one person can exude the force to destroy all of these sodomite bugs all over the place, to me, that's a good thing. All right. Talking about the goodness that is in the indigenous ethnic body of us, the unity is very, very sacred, that we know and understand each other, because the blood in us is the power that is supposed to give us the ability to know each other and understand each other and keep civilization alive. We are not right now. And these sodomite homosexuals, they set up everything to, like, they can assert any authority over what we want to do. You see what I mean? Because now we are not able to take charge of ourselves. And you read in the history textbook where we have that liberty. And these fucking asshole white people come up with some scheme simply because we retarded, right? And we don't know to handle ourselves. So they have the access and the privilege and exerting a right that don't exist. So do we have one person who can stand up? Do we have one person to exert the sacred laws of kingship on earth? Do we have one person? Because if one person has it, that's what it takes to set the world history are running like it always be. Kingship. Now, what I'm saying here, you know, is that to allow these white people to use AD Anadarmini and
you know, I mean, throw all of us into the slum, doesn't make any sense. It does not make any sense. It just so how it shows how when you have a good thing and you have someone, something that is going to come and splash down and destroy it, what it can be. We don't have that situation. Everybody is not gone or drop out of civilization and don't know that it exists and the government exists. I think we are dependent to keep our lives together and don't allow these fathers, white people, to come in here and tell us that they own what we have and we have a right to make them take control. No. But if that's what we want to do, well, who set up this system on earth will come in and do what they want to do with it, and there's nobody to tell them they cannot do it. Do you think then are we in that position to make that happen? Or we are in a position to take over our own responsibility from these fucking ass idiots then? Who we have everything in historic document, world source, they don't have any source. Because when them say they make up, I mean, when say, fuck us all, as much as they want about them making law to marry us fathers and stuff like that. No, I mean, no, we know better than that, no? We not, you know, I mean, you know, all we need is a fine group of people who is strong enough to, you know, I mean, blow these fuckers aside. They want to fuck body, no. We don't do that. We don't do that. And they can't stay where we are with that, okay? How is that hard? No, well, I tell you what. I am going to, like, I'm going to see what's going to happen. Because if these faggots can come here and come from where they are and come here and kill us like, oh, we come where they are and molesting them. If they can do that, why can't we do beyond that? I know that a better day is coming and the good Lord is going to help us. Because what? As weak as we are trying. And they will make us stronger. They will give us one. Who they say is not polluted, and this one will affirm the rule that is given to us, and they will be carried out. These guys go back to Europe, go have what they have as an AD government. It's not for us, and we want that help from our Lord to remove these plagues out of our way. I mean, we just need to show that we are willing to maintain the presence of our gods. So, I'm talking about how separate we are, this, what you call this, apartheid between us as civilized people. And only us represent civilization. These faggots don't represent nothing. Okay? But to wrongly emulate civilization and eventually wreck it in any way, you know, they don't really care. They only want to get their body fucking maintained. And they don't care about us because, you know, they could have keep it where they come from, make it stay there. No, but they're bringing it here. They're spreading it everywhere we are, you don't see? Yeah. And they don't intend to stop, you know, see? They don't intend to stop. They expect that we must be wiped out and they keep on fucking assholes. You see? And if you think they don't want to fuck our assholes, you make a bad mistake. That's what they are doing right now. You see? The more they see we wake up, we're not like we were before. That's what they're looking for. They want to see us good for nothing. Okay? And they know where they are coming from. But the fact remains that we are not dead. You see, we are not the Neanderthal that they killed off. It's time for us to turn on them and let they fly away. You see, never to come back. The gods know how to fix them. All right. And I want to touch on the reason why I set the show. And as you can see, I'm always being fed with some pressure to say certain things. All right. Now we have a sensational musician in one of our ethnic groups. Chinese. I don't have anything else to do besides love the Chinese too, right? When I see them manifest talents and I see that it can only be used in the context of sodomite establishment and the way they want to put on and things like in sports and everything like that. These sodomites is what we have to turn to for entertainment of that sort. We are not supposed to have that. We are not supposed to have that. We can't allow Fagot, sodomite. And the Bible is condemned and we are depending on them. I'm talking about this, what they don't have law. They don't have nothing authentic, nothing civilized. And we are depending on that, on them. It's not law, but we think it's law. It's like you're afraid of Duffy. You think that Duffy is coming and following you or something like that. And there's no Duffy following you. Because once your mind is telling you that, well, that's what is happening. And a lot of people lose their bearings. They think somebody's always following them. If we now, and I know that some of us are, you know, like in secret parts in the Bible where Christian people don't read, it talks about the remnant. The remnant, the remnant of us, of course, time that remnant come forth. And while they are here trying to, they can't even approach you and talk to you decently and say, well, then, all right, you know, it is not fair for you to do so and so and so. No, but they can't do that because they know I'm talking the truth. They know I am based on solid ground with my position. But they want their fagot ways to sustain. And I'm saying, you know what? If not my sustain, you know, get out. Get out. You know, we don't, there's nothing here to cut short or to compromise with. These folks are wicked and they are not human like us. So don't expect for us and them to live together. And if you want to live together with them, well, you know what? The best way out is to go with them to Europe. You go to Europe with them. Don't think that you're going to be here and you're faggot. No, go follow them. Because you don't get it from us. All right. So now, you know, we want space for our world and that our people will enjoy our ethnic world. And these white people come and take away all what we have and they have nothing to give us for it. It's not that we want to sell them anything. But, the thing is, they come and take away what you have and go spend it and do what they want to do, and then they turn billionaires, you know, and with everything we have and we don't have anything, as it were. Come on. Well, if we cannot talk the truth, well, we don't worth anything. We don't worth anything. If all we have to do now is show our skin with your hairstyle and all this kind of stuff. If that's all we worth, you know, we go to hell. Wherever hell he is. go burn there, right? But as long as I am alive, I just hope that I get something that can do the job, because these will not sustain in our territory. They are gonna go. One way or another, they are gonna go. I see signs. I see ways. They are leaving. Whether or not you seen it, but they're gonna perish one way or the other, because they don't have any right to come after us and kill us and do the kind of stuff that they do. They don't. So if you want to behave and be afraid of them and stuff like that, if you don't see, these are people who don't have, you don't have human spirit inside of them. They are demons. If you want to be, go join them. Go join them with the Christian, you know, I mean, over into Europe. Don't stay here with it, because this was not the place at all with this custom and structure and form. And we don't want it here anymore, so be it known. All right. So we're talking about this great talent, and it's so that when we have talent, they have a way to catch us and turn us idiots with the talent, right? And don't play melodies that glorify our creation and our world. But these faggots will take over and want us to dedicate to their pleasure. Oh no, we need to get out of that. We need to get out of that. I mean, why would we want that? They take our money and decorate up themselves, and you know, I mean, it's like you have to pattern them. You know what? They don't catch my attention yet. They don't catch my attention, because deep inside of me, my blood is telling me something different from them. And let me know what, you know, what bring them here and why, you see, and they are doing it, and that's all they want to do. When they talk about missionaries going to our country, look, it's not, that's not what they mean, okay? So if you think that their church is something good for us, you don't see no form of church in the BC era. So when they talk about before Christ, they're talking about the real thing about civilization before Christ. So they are drawing a line and let you know that before Christ, it's a faggot thing they're talking about. It's a agape love they're talking about. So you must understand, when the enemy comes in, what Jesus tell you he wants you to do. Jesus tell you that, think not that I am coming to the world to send peace, but a sword. And you must take up your cross and follow him. Everything is about Jesus, Jesus. And you don't know Jesus is fucking sodomite. Jesus' character is a fucking sodomite. You don't understand that. And you don't get it. You better get it. That's what Jesus is. No, if you could find Jesus as a legitimate figure in the Bible, you would be talking for us to really find out something, but you're not finding out anything, because Jesus was never a real character. And when they are talking about blood of Jesus, none of those things are relevant or true from nowhere. All right. So now, back to my chapter, my subject matter, the possible virtuosity of civilization phenomenon in hybrid goddess Yuja Wang. Yuja Wang. You see, we are civilization. We are the one that set everything in the human level. We are given, we are created civilized people. Number one, white people do not. What they did to get some of our blood and doing what they're doing and look like us and talk like us, we need to understand that. How it comes. No real nature never make them like that. So that's why they are destructive, and will blast up everything on planet Earth. These white people. Because they don't respect civilization, you see. All right. Sumerian, Mesopotamian, human beings follow the prehistory of 450,000 years ago. That's what, that's when we were created, that's all we are taught to do. The almost impossible, virtuosity of the Elohim hybrid goddess, UJ Wang. The impossible virtuosity of UJ Wang. In a kind of virtuous circle, the second tier. Schools got better as applications rose and they could become cozier in assembling a class, which in turn raised the quality of the whole experience on campus and made the school more attractive to both top flight professor and the next wave of applicants. Nancy Gibbs et al. Time, 21st August, 2006. In its quest to create a high screen as voluptuous as butter and as virtuous as broccoli, the ice cream industry has probed the depth of the Arctic Ocean, studied the intimate structures of algae and foisted numerous failures on the American public. Julia Muskin, New York Times, 26 July 2006. Children born in high income household become part of a virtuous circle of success. Parents with university degrees tend to earn more, set higher educational goals for their children, and invest more time in the children's schooling than parents who have a high school graduation or less. Laura Andre Tyson, Business Week, 7 July 2003, redefined virtue as health and considering the the probable state of our souls. This was not a bad movie by relocating the seat of virtue from the soul to the peaks, the abs and the coronary arteries. We may not have become the most virtuous people on earth, but we surely became the most desperate for grace, really. We spend $5 billion a year on our health club membership, $2 billion on vitamins, nearly one billion on home expense, equipment, and $6 billion on sneakers to wear out on our treadmills and steer masters. Barbara, enrich UTNE reader. And basically, we are done right here. This is talking about, you know, a very virtuous piano player. Her name, UJ Wang. I just get to identify her as a great artist on the instrument. I saw it and I decided, let me feature this and, you know, may it have some, you know, I just don't read all that great. My head is not all that good, but I try to even give some kind of a bit of thoughts that may tell someone something. So I don't think I do great because I don't read great, but I hope I succeed in getting a bit of thought into someone's mind. I am not going anyplace else. I'm going to keep going up and pray the gods who help us with everything. They are responsible for everything that makes us alive, and that's where I want to be always in my mind. I want to thank you for tuning in. Now, let's see if I had something else I would like you to know. And this here is about, you know, it is about going back to the text that I was, or the text, going back to the relevance I began to talk about when I came on the show. And, you know, I want to greet you and thank you for tuning into the radio station, Block Talk Radio. Though they're not treating us right here, okay. However, I am going to keep on doing what I'm doing because I know I am right. I know legally I'm right. And these thinkers need to get out of our way because there's just no way I'm not going anywhere. And I have everything to say to light their fire, and I know where they're going, right? They need to get out. They are going to get out. We're not asking them to get out. We are telling them to get out, you know? Well, until they find out for themselves that, okay, they were serious. Well, you will know when, okay? But I'm telling you now, the time is now. Get out, okay? Elohim, the civilization, immortal gods. Yeah. That's who we African people are about, because they are responsible for us. And they set us up to control for ourselves. And what has happened? Bad things happen. And now, if even one of us can stand up and defend the presence of the gods with us, and that there is the need for us to turn and bring back the time the Elohim were here and dredging the rivers of Africa. That was before they started civilization, like what we have here today. And that's where my heart is. And I tell you what, as long as a little trickle going to come down from above inside of my head, that's what is going to, spew out. So you just be prepared for that. And so it is, I want to tell you some of the things that we have endured. It's not long. Here it goes. Other devastating assaults on these ways of life included, this is what these Sodomite white rich people, them call themselves, that's what they have been doing to us ever since they come to America, right? Killing us. And now we behave like they have not been killing us. Is that the way we behave? Like they have not been killing us because we are in their church? Oh, come on, man. No. We going to know one way or the other why they're here, if you don't know. Because I've been telling you what they are doing here, that they are not humans. And until you find out they are no humans, you won't stop going to their church. And you learn and get out of their church and live the right kind of life. You live the right kind of life, you will get the blessing that belongs to you, because they don't have no government. They are holding up and clogging up our way to live the life we want, because they are here with their sodomite and their dogs and everything. I mean, filthing on the lawn and everything like that, because they claim it here is theirs. This is what they have been doing. You mean they do these things to us and we behave like, oh, nothing happened, man. You go to church, man. And I tell you, there was no church in the BC era. It don't mean anything to you because your brain is all gone. But to those who are hearing something, make it mean something to you. The Spanish mission in California, Florida, and Texas, the U.S. government, the U.S. government's attempt to make plain Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers. Efforts by churches, their church. We don't have no church, never have any church, but they have churches that they put together to carry on their sodomite program. Yes, efforts by their churches and government. AD and Adama, the government is not government for us. It don't belong in America or any other African ethnic terror ethnic settlement. These white people don't have any right there. You get what I mean? Their military that they have, it's, they don't have any right to be owning a military in any of our territories. Sea, sky, earth, or anywhere. They don't belong there because they are not humans. They are not humans. They're behaving like one because they have blood that makes them behave so. But you have got to know that why they go around and kill us everywhere. Why they hunt us down everywhere and kill us. You better get it right, man. Because what your spirit is doing, going to their church and worship all of what they put up out there. That's what is causing the problem with us. You're voting for them. We don't have that government. Look in the world, it's a textbook. That's not them. They don't have no federal government in civilized setting. In the world, it's a textbook. You don't see none of that. And you don't see them in the world, it's a textbook. But Europe is a civilized country, or they are civilized. You understand that? White people are not civilized in the world, it's a textbook. So they don't want you to hear the message, but, you know, you're going to find out one way or the other. You can understand why. They can't tell me I'm doing something wrong, but they want to stop the message. No, they have been doing this too long to expect that we were going to be, I mean, retarded all day long, all of our lives. No, no. You got to get out. It's no joke about that. Okay? As long as I have the truth inside of my brain, well, no inhibition, you got to go. There's no joke about that. Doesn't matter what you guys cracking up. No, 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 no. You're faggots and you don't belong here. Okay? And it's time for you to know that. I'm going to take you down with all of them plane you're going up. You don't come back down. You see, and out on the ocean there, we going to pull it all out. You don't have anywhere to stay here. And these are the things I'm telling you they do in secret over the years and get us to silence and shut up. But it begins to rain right now. So why they come here and do this thing, then they make us see clearly what they want. It's domination to fuck us up. That's what they have in the Bible. It's not going to work. Because the God knows what to do up in the clouds with them and from below. Right? And we will watch exactly what the God intend to do, and as much as we know, want to live the life and let them know we really regard and respect their existence and their creation of us, and we appreciate that. Now when they do all of these things and we have what it takes to drive them away, and we don't do that, well, that's the problem, okay? Because they set up everything that they see the God set up on earth, right? All this, what you call, government. They were here for like almost 4 million years. They didn't have no government. They couldn't talk. They couldn't do nothing. Whatever it is, it happened when we came here, and we can't exploit our own, you know, our own advantage. We can't, because they turn us idiots. Well, the time comes when those of us, the remnant, will see, and we're going to suck it tail. And no matter what you do, you're going to go down, because you're in the wrong environment, and you're going to go. You see how long you survive. But you look, you are going to perish so much more quickly than you get up here. Watch it. Now, so this is what they were doing to us, using, they come here and amass everything from us and turn it against us until, where are we today? We don't know ourselves today. saving those of us who are trying to read and trying to understand. Well, we begin to cry out now and to the rest of our people that they do understand that, you know what? We were not destined to be under these white people. And now we can see and understand and demonstrate that's what we're going to do. That's what I am doing. And there is nobody, I mean, I have enough sense to know what is written in world history and in everywhere else tells about civilization. And that's all. They cannot stand up to civilization because they live every day as sodomites, not human. So they're not going on with nothing for us to like worry about them because they are the easiest thing to destroy. When the time happens, the gods in due time, it doesn't take much to destroy and get rid of these not good for nothing. Okay? We don't hurt them. They hurt us. We have a right to say what we want and they don't because all they have is our stuff. Everything, because they never talk until we become civilization here. That's right. Now, all of these things they've done to us because they envy us about us and who we are, and we never do them anything. All right. Well, all right. Here is what they, some of what they do to us. We are our government, and where we get our government from? Our God who created us. We are created under the kingdom, kingship government. Authority. We don't owe these white people nothing for them to be here tormenting us and going on with all the antics. It's for us to like kick up the dust on them. All the things that they've been doing and stuff like that. And the fact that we don't have any right to entertain them anywhere on our turf. Look at the kind of stuff they do to hurt us. And we would be dead long time ago if it hadn't been for mercy of the good Lord. No. They use their so-called government and begin to remove us from one place in America to another place in America and moving us around to places we don't belong kill a lot of us. And the way and our way of life where we survive, they kill these things on which we survive. So they intended to kill off the masses of us that is preventing them from repopulate and build sodomite people up. Okay? That's what these white people, and if you think they have a other purpose, you talk to me, you tell me about it. Right? Let me see that, because right now, there is nothing in the horizon that favors these white people, and they must go. Must go out because they are sodomites. And you look, you don't see them anywhere in our history. Okay? Nothing. They don't want to write about themselves. So they leave it up to us and they know we won't do no good job with that at all because we don't care. We don't have enough brain to do it. Okay? And that is true in a lot of ways. But remember, the God is capable of using one individual, just one individual. And you better know that individual when you see him, right? If it's that one, or that one, or this one, right? But it is so that populated by the gods and not sodomite hominids, they belong to their tribe. To their species. That's where they belong. Not mixing up with us and interbreeding with us is the thing for them to get rid of those who are a problem to them. Imagine white people want to do that. Imagine they want to do that and are caught, because that's what is happening right now. All of what they did, they'll find out that the good Lord put something inside of us. We are resilient. We are going to survive. Right? And they will protect us. That's what we want. Of course, that's what I want. All my life to this. So These things, I see them, and I draw people's attention to them in case they need something like this in their mind to make them revive, you know? Now, so we have kingship government. When I tell you we have kingship government, you might think that I don't know what I'm talking about, but I know what I'm talking about. These people come and make up after the God's gone and leave us, taking care of the world. They decide they want to come and take it. And that's how they use their bad blood and kill our brain, you know, see. And from there, we don't have nothing more, you know, for them to contend with. And then come on, they just come in and take over. That's how they are there. Now, those of us whose eyes get open and stuff like that, and the God's going to decide and put wipe out all these iniquity about that. They have who they want to use to do that. And nobody cannot stop it. Anything the gods want, the gods do it. They get it. And they come and make up their so-called churches and all them whole bunch of foolishness and institute what they want. And money they are making and stuff like that. And we don't come from nothing. Well, I'm telling you right now, get out. Get out. There's no respect for white people because they don't belong. They come here after we've been here 50,000 years. And they behave like they just come here and they're all right. No. They call themselves Americans. No, I mean, go away. Go drop your jaws and get your sex where you want it. Not in our territory. Get out! So they come and begin to work against our government and kingship system that was set up in this country. That's what these sodomite white people did. And now behaving like, oh, this storm is over and there's a calm and there's no problem. There is a problem. They are not going to stay here and dress up like us, look like us, and talk like us, and we can't manage what they do. It's not going to happen. So we are going to see what the power that set up this planet and put civilization here, what they want to do about these sodomites, sodomites, white, nothing. What they want to do with them. You know what I mean? Because something is going to do them. They can't come here and do the kind of stuff and play God and mock the gods and get away with it. No, it's not going to happen. So, these are the kind of stuff they do. These people, they don't want us to live here like you may think. Anything they do, and you get a bite off of it, you're lucky. But they're just doing it because they need some life to carry things along. So, they are doing some things because they don't have any, they have to use some strategy. You see what I mean? That's what they're doing. So you must now know them church and them something that they have all about the place. It's not for you to go in there. You see what I mean? Now, they do all of those things and hope that, okay, we don't want to go to hell and all those kind of stuff, my friend. No. So this is what they do. They work to destroy our theism way of life. Right, and coming with the AD and Adamani and their moon calendar and all that kind of thing. There is a whole load of baggage that these people come and throw on us and turn us full, right? And none of those things don't belong in any kind of way to our relevance, right? So now he tells you how to try to destroy our governmental system. That's why you see Africa not talking now, not saying anything, not doing anything to our cause. And they are able to do anything they want, kill us with 1220 AD. Take away anything we have, force us to become Christian, and all this kind of stuff they do. Okay? Now, here 10 deliberate destruction of what? Of flora and fauna that American Indian used for food and other purposes than near extinction of the buffalo. So what? Do you understand these white people that they call federal government? You know, see, they are not government, and I told you, look at the way Trump behaved. You can tell what I'm saying is true just by watching Trump and what Trump is doing, right? Between him and the other guy who he was supposed to render the presidency to. I mean, if Trump knew he has an hierarchy that he must remain a president, Trump would never have done that. Trump know that their business is not civilized business. They are criminals, as you see them. And he can do whatever he wants to do. You see what I mean? And you can see how they linger, linger. When them know, say, yes, him do the crime. No, they still have him there running to become president again. Now, you can see a dolly house, a foolishness that. You know, it's a dolly house them running. It's not government. But no, there is a time where they are able to do that. Who's going to come? Who is wise enough to see that these bugs are not belonging to our turf? Who is going to see that? That when I tell you that AD and Adamani is not government, you don't stay there and think that, oh, you have to pay them your taxes and all that kind of thing. No, you don't need to pay these guys not even the dust of a dime or a penny. Really. That's how hard the fact is. These guys are not civilized government from nowhere except their fucking assholes. That's it. And they couldn't sit down in serious setting and come and talk about nothing to defend themselves. Nothing at all. Can go get the guy who make the calendar. Oh my God. No, listen. Take this serious. Look at what these people do when they come to our place. They come in like there is with no fear. Oh, they just come in like that. They know something. They know that they put something into our brain and we're not responsive. They know that, right? But they think it would be all there is to it. And it would be all over and done. But that's not true. The gods ain't done with what's going on earth here. They have further interest in the earth. And these faggots are not the one because they are not human. They didn't make, you know, I mean, white people hybrid. They are not human, okay? So you think I don't know what I'm telling you? I know what I'm telling you. I know what I read, okay? And I didn't have time to mind any other business but this. Widespread starvation and malnutrition, the deleterious effects of forced labor, alcoholism, demoralization, and despair, decline, fertility, other factor also contributed to the indigenous only caste. Now I'm done. You see? And that's what I have to tell you today. And hope that you find something that makes you feel good. Okay, so here's a little tune. I'll try to run over before we are totally gone. All right, let's say this here.
If I have to choose just one day,
if I had to choose just one day to last my whole life through, it would surely be that Sunday, the day that I met you, newborn whippoorwill were calling from the hill. Summer was a-coming in, but fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skills. Nodding all together, I could almost hear them whisper, go on and kiss her, go on and kiss her. If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how I